Joined now by Dallas Cox, who was head coach of the Bullitt girls basketball program for quite some time, very successful. And last time he was on the sidelines coaching high school basketball was in the sub-state championship game back in 2016. And he is going to be back on the basketball court, as it was announced and posted on Twitter that Dallas is going to be a new boys assistant coach at Concordia High School. And Dallas joins us right now on the Sports Ticket. Dallas, I have to admit, I was scrolling through my Twitter feed first thing this morning, and all of a sudden I saw this familiar name, Dallas Cox, and it says, "We would like to welcome Dallas Cox as our new boys assistant coach. Great man, great basketball coach, and great family. Welcome to Panther Nation." This is pretty exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm excited about it, too.
So how did all this come about?
Well, Derek Holmes and I have known each other for a long time. He, taught here or was an administrator here, and our boys grew up together playing basketball, and he and I coached together quite a few years in the summers, and so we've always kind of kept touch since then. And so when he became the new head coach at Concordia, he contacted me to see if I'd be interested in helping him out, and visited with my wife a little bit about it, and decided it'd be a good opportunity to get back into coaching.
You and I were joking before we started recording this interview that he must have been really getting to the bottom of the barrel. He really is getting desperate, and I, of course, you're joking because you're being a little bit modest. I mean, you were a pretty decent basketball coach, Dallas. I mean, I've got the numbers here from the story we did when you were no longer the coach at Beloit High with the girls, and I mean, pretty successful, five state appearances. Last two seasons, 37-10, won 66% of your games, 74% of your league games. So you certainly had a lot of success. And I would imagine that's not only the relationship you have with Derek, but the fact that you have been a successful coach helped in him thinking, hey, I wouldn't mind having him sitting next to me on the bench.
Well, I hope so. I hope I can help him out a little bit. And like I said before, because we have coached together before, we think a lot alike. I'm sure there's some things that hopefully I can add to, whatever it is that he's doing and help him out a little bit. But we're just looking forward to spending some time together and hopefully creating, some good relationships for the kids at Concordia High School and develop the basketball program there and let them enjoy some success.
Sometimes the stars align in regards to timing. Is that how you kind of feel? Because Derek ends up getting the job there at Concordia on the boys' side. And then also on top of that, Carson graduates, so you don't have to be chasing a kid to watch when it comes to sporting events.
Yeah, it's one of those things you're not really planning on happening, but like you said, sometimes things just align that way, and it's been awesome last couple of years watching Carson and the Beloit High Trojan boys and their success. And so the timing really couldn't have been any better.
Okay, so I've got to ask you this question. The first thing that some people are going to say or think about is, well, my golly, he's of all the places he's going, he's going to go to Concordia. I mean, we know there's a pretty strong rivalry between Beloit and Concordia, even though they're not in the same league. I've heard stories from so many people from both sides when it comes to this. And I let's just preface this by saying I know of a lot of coaches over the years at every level that have gone from one school to another. I mean, for crying out loud, Rick Pitino was Kentucky, Louisville. I mean, those two schools don't like each other. It's all about the opportunity. But did that factor into your decision a little bit about, okay, of all the places I'm being offered here, it's Concordia?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a hurdle, to be real honest with you, to begin with. But again, it's all about the relationships with the kids and being able to coach with Derek again. And you kind of have to look beyond that. Do have a history of Concordia, obviously, with growing up here and all the battles that we've had throughout the years. But again, it's about working with Derek and working with the kids, and you know, kids are kids. They're only 30 miles away from here, and so I'm looking forward to the opportunity of working with them.
What were the thoughts of your children about coaching at Concordia? I mean, because I obviously Carson and Kadrin, all your kids know all about that rivalry way too well.
Well, at first I kind of got a stunned look, and then it was like, yeah, sure, can I come over and scrimmage during Christmas and those kinds of things, and mm-hmm. still wanting to be involved with it. So it was kind of cool. I didn't know what to expect from them, but they were positive about it, and so that made me feel a little bit better about it. I'm still trying to process in my mind wearing red and black. I haven't worn red and black for mm-hmm. a long time since when I was at Marysville.
Yeah, that'll be a little bit different, no doubt. You're going to change the wardrobe just a hair. Dallas Cox, former Beloit Girls head basketball coach. He is now going to be an assistant coach for the Concordia Boys basketball program and assist Derek Holmes is the head coach now of the boys program there in Concordia. Dallas is with us today on the Sports Ticket. We should point out that some people that aren't familiar, that 2016 was the last time that you're coaching as a head coach at the high school level, but you've been still connected with basketball, as you explained to me earlier.
Yeah, I really have. Of course, with Carson playing summer league and then also playing in some tournaments around the state and also up in Nebraska, I follow them, of course, and there have been times where I've been on the bench coaching those boys, and that's been a great opportunity to not only work with them but to keep my toe kind of in the water, you know, as far as the coaching aspect goes. And so I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to get back on the sideline and do some coaching.
Obviously, the Beloit connection with you from Beloit, now going to be coaching there at Concordia, but you mentioned Derek Holmes, the connection that you have, relationship with him when he was here at Beloit. In fact, my wife and I bought their house when they got the job to go to Concordia, so I'm familiar with Derek and the Holmes family and all the talented kids that they had that played basketball. I am interested, and I know he's not able to speak for himself here because I don't have him with us right now, but it is interesting that he used to coach, and then he didn't coach, and now he's back into coaching, so maybe you both got sucked back in.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where you kind of have that calling, and it's something that you've, like, in my situation, I've done basically my whole adult life, and it's really something we get a lot of gratification from, and just the time that you spend with the kids and those relationships that you develop, they just never go away. The kids that I coached 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago, I still run into all over the place, and it's just amazing the relationships that you build, and it's really cool to see, you know, what those kids have done with their lives and in their careers, and you know, it's just hard to explain unless you've been there before and gotten to experience that.
Well, Dallas, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. As I asked you, hey, are you going back in the coaching? And Dallas said, man, news travels fast. Why, yes, it does. As it was on Twitter this morning, we appreciate you taking the time to talk about your new opportunity. And congratulations and best of luck with the gig there in Concordia. But don't be too hard on Beloit when you guys play them, all right?
I'll try not to be. That'll be an interesting game, I'm sure.
You just blame that on Derek if things, you know. I'm just an assistant, right? That's the beauty of being an assistant.
That's right. No pressure.
Exactly. Dallas, thanks for the time. Congrats again.
All right. Thank you, Wade.
All right. That's Dallas Cox joining us today on the Sports Ticket. He will be a new boys basketball assistant coach at Concordia High School, working with Derek Holmes.